We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, G-O-T-N-10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website.
This is Word of the Day by J.M. Seaborn. Please note that this story uses the word daddy as an honorific. Everyone in this story is a consenting adult. It's a fun game. Each morning, I make her sit on the bed in her towel. I kiss her forehead, and I tell her to close her eyes. And then I write a word high on her inner thigh. She's not allowed to look until her first break at work. That's the rule. The first day I write something sweet. Something that will make her think of my strong arms, my warm, hairy chest, my kiss on the back of her neck, the way I wash her hair, my strong hands pushing her legs apart. She'll check her leg and it'll say, "Daddy's girl." The second day, I want to write something raw, something filthy and possessive, something that will make her think of her wrists being held above her head as I sink my teeth into her throat. Something that will make her cunt stir. She takes a peek at work. Daddy's whore. The third day I want her to remember the time I tied her to the bed and used her all evening. How she struggled against her restraints, but couldn't reach me as I pumped ropes of cum onto her delicate face. Written with a kiss. Come, slut. Day 4. And I want her to know that I remember the fantasy she had about being passed around my friends while we watched the football. Each barely paying attention to her as they added to the cum dribbling out of her cunt. Free use. Day 5, and I want her to remember to whom she belongs. That no matter what's going on in my life, I know I will come home to my beautiful property and take comfort in her however I please. Owned. Day 6 is Saturday. I know she's had a difficult week. And I did this to distract her, to soothe her, to comfort her. We're going out to meet friends. As she gets ready, I'll write one more thing on her. She's expecting the filthiest one yet. She's excited. She's excited because I've already told her that at some stage in the night, I'm going to drag her to the bathroom and fuck her from behind as her makeup streaks against the wall. Excited because I'm going to fill her cunt with cum and make her feel like a submissive goddess. Excited because for all the week's stresses, she's read my writing and felt like the sexiest woman in the world. That as I thrust into her, she's going to feel like she and she alone is capable of satiating daddy's hunger. What will he write? She'll wonder. And after she's been fucked and bruised and filled and humiliated and worshipped, she returns to her seat and sneaks a look at her thigh before her friends notice. Where she expects filth or degradation or hunger or obsession, she sees something else. Something that makes her eyes sting. Something that makes her reach for my hand and hold her breath. I'm so proud of you. If you like that, you can find more of me at writteninkink.com and more stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.